As a wave of veterans returns from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the backlog of disability claims continues to mount. The tangled process of ensuring veterans get financial compensation for their injuries leaves many vets feeling like they're twisting in the wind. A program underway at the Veterans Administration in Little Rock aims to tackle that perception. FM 89's Malcolm Glover has this report.
The Veterans Administration in Little Rock is in the home stretch of a 10-month pilot program that's designed to transform the way it does business. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki started the program to tackle the backlog of 1.1 million claims nationwide that makes veterans wait months and even years to get monetary help. For many years, the slow claims process has been a huge hassle for Arkansas vets.
You know, we had poor customer service, that if you came to visit us, we just didn't seem to care. If you drove in from 2.5 hours or 2.5 minutes, you know, that was unacceptable.
Cheryl Rawls is an Army veteran and the director of the VA regional office in North Little Rock. Rawls says even though the Arkansas VA processes 12,000 claims a year, she realizes that a few vets with bad experiences casts a negative light on the whole system. The pilot program aims to streamline the claims process. Rawls says so instead of the time-consuming practice of sending a vet's paperwork to teams in different departments.
Veterans' issues or claims are being held in one central area, and you have individuals from different levels in the organization that has an input to the claim being able to make those decisions for that veteran. The camaraderie is there, and it continues until all those issues have been resolved.
That's like I told a lady one time, she was like, I could never relate to what you went through in Iraq. And I said, well, to a point you can.
35-year-old specialist Jacob Mitchum puffs on a cigarette while standing outside the VA regional offices, trading war stories with other vets. Mitchum was a gunner in the National Guard, responsible for clearing supply routes of IEDs in Iraq. He returned in September of 2007, but waited more than a year before going to the VA.
I walked in the VA, told my doctor that I need help, and I'm at my wit's end. I can't go any further forward in my life. And the first words he said to me were, I think we can help you. And it was like, oh, you know, it was great. It was one thing I needed to hear.
Even though Mitchum sustained injuries from a bomb blast, his dad's post-war stories made him skeptical about finding help at the VA.
My dad, when he came home from Vietnam, had no help from the VA. They gave him a stack of pills and sent him home. So when I came up here, I was very apprehensive about what help I could get or just how much trouble it was going to be. Told them I needed help, told them what I needed help with, and they have been over backwards and jumped through hoops for me.
Back inside the VA regional offices, Veteran Services Officer Gina Chandler says the pilot program is making it easier for her to help vets navigate the claims process.
Before the pilot program came into place, there was 3 different areas that we would have to go to. Now it is all centralized. We have seen claims in a timely manner. We can go to one-stop shop and address each issue if something was lost. So we can say, hey, the veteran said they turned this in, they didn't get it, we have a copy of it, we submit it to them. It's done that quickly, and I see the difference.
Former Marine Terry Black is 63 years old and says the slow processing of claims was never his biggest concern.
I've never had a problem with the VA as far as speed is concerned after I got accepted into the VA. Getting accepted is a whole different story. Regardless of your record, they seem to turn you down a few times before they accept you. But after you're in, it's a great system.
VA Director Cheryl Rawls concedes implementing reforms takes time, but she says her 209 employees are committed to improving veterans' services.
One of the things that we are seeing right now is that we have been able to significantly reduce the time it takes for us to complete a claim. So when a veteran walks in the door and says, I have this issue, we've been able to cut almost 30% off of the time it takes until he actually has a check.
The VA in Arkansas isn't alone in efforts to reform the claims process. Pilot programs are underway in Pennsylvania and Rhode Island, and one just ended in Maryland. VA Secretary Shinseki says the goal is to cut through the bureaucratic red tape and dramatically reduce the backlog by 2015. For FM 89 News, I'm Malcolm Glover.